further afield. We've been in the South Pacific for quite a while, so we're going to get some other voices from the Northern Hemisphere. So I'd just like to call from Norway, Geir Lundby, to begin that process. Thanks.
Of all the great ideas I learned from Michael, I think the idea of saying hello again was the very first love to me. And this great idea that it's possible to reconnect with loved ones that's lost to me in some ways and get into conversations with them and listen to their advices and hear their intentions for your life. All those ideas have been such a great help to me in many conversations I had during my personal life and my professional life. And this idea has been a great help to me in since Michael died as well, because he has left such an enormous legacy that we have and can use and can hold and go into conversations with. So, in a way, every time I'm in some kind of dilemma, I try to think, what would you say, Michael? What would be a good way to do and handle this? And if I can't think of anything, I can start to look in his writings, and there are always something very valuable to find. To me personally, Michael has been the most important source of inspiration and learning for the last 20 years. Since I first met him on a workshop in Oslo in the spring of 1989, his work and values have been with me every day and has made my life richer, professionally, personally, and privately. Without Michael's contributions and inspiration, I would never have been able to write the way I would want to write. Without Michael's work, I would not have been able to find my own preferred platform in my work. By getting the great privilege of joining a postgraduate training course here at Dove Center with Michael as the primary teacher, I was able to learn how I wanted to do teaching myself. And this is just a small part of the great influence he has had on my life. I cannot say that I knew Michael very well on a personal level. Even so, my experience was that every time we met, it was like meeting a dear and deeply missed friend, almost like a brother. Because it was like that, incredibly warm, close and including of everybody I met, always extremely curious and interested in other people. As soon as our meeting rituals with great hugs and greetings were finished, Michael started to ask questions about everything. My work, my writing, about mutual friends in Norway, about my dog, my wife, my mother, about kayaking, skiing, cycling, and so on. He didn't just ask a lot of questions. He was really interested in the stories we shared and he heard. I remember him time and time again bringing up some minor story we had shared several years later, wanting to know how things had developed. This is just a small part of what I thank him for. Thank you.